Wasn't it long about that time that United Airlines maintenance facility was looking at Oklahoma City and through whatever they went to Indianapolis? Mm-hmm. So there were lessons learned from that. Did you use that as...
Oh, yeah, because that's where really, I guess you could say we tested the concept of the 1 cent sales tax. I think it was in 91, maybe, when a lot of cities were, you know, going after this United deal. I know Tulsa was, and Oklahoma City, and there must have been 100 cities. And we got down to the final three cities, which was Louisville, Indianapolis, and Oklahoma City. Almost like a bidding frenzy. It was just almost ridiculous. We had land and all the things that you've got here in Oklahoma. We had a great airport. We would give them the land. We had trusts that could build the buildings, and then, you know, they'd lease the buildings and all this. We thought, well, the plum would be if we did a sales tax, which they never heard of. I told them what we were going to do, and they said, well, yeah, that'd be great. And I don't think they had any clue that we'd pass it. Well, we put a sales tax, 3-year, 1 cent, to help pay for the facilities. We wouldn't give it to United. It would go in bricks and mortar and facilities that would be owned by the airport trust. Well, it passed with about mid-50s vote, 53, 54, 55%. It passed. I remember getting hold of United that night, and Rick Street was the head of the operation for United Airlines, and told him it passed, and I mean, he was shocked. Here was a city that was willing to tax themselves for somebody else. As it turned out, they ended up going to Indianapolis. A few years later, now those buildings are empty except for maybe a few people up there. And the city of Indianapolis and the state of Indiana has got some major debt problems because it's $1 billion going to furnish 5,000 jobs and all this big economic plum that really turned out to be a disaster. People wouldn't be liking me right now had we gotten that United deal. You know, at the time it looked great, but it would have been a real disaster.
But you probably picked up the phone when they made the announcement as going to Indianapolis to say, what happened here?
Well, they actually called me. I didn't have to pick up the phone. They actually called me. In fact, I remember it was on a Wednesday afternoon. I was playing golf, and I got a call from the CEO. He said, Mayor, I just want to call you and tell you how good your proposal was. And when he said that, I knew we had lost. He didn't say, Mayor, we're coming to Oklahoma City. I knew right then we'd lost. Well, we were just devastated. The city and the Chamber of Commerce, I mean, we had spent a lot of time on that, and it took us a while to really kind of regroup.